Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. I've been advertising these free guides today. Free. Advertising. Giving it to you so you're informed. One guide is called the As-Is Guide. And talks. Let's pretend that you're in a house and it is not in great condition. What do you do then? You can get so many different opinions about how to market a property as is. You get the letter in the mail from the home buyer specialist who will pay you X dollars in cash, and you think, gosh, that's easy. There's no commission. I'm telling you right now, don't take an offer through the mail from somebody without having a good real estate agent walk through the property and tell you how much they can sell it for, even in that condition. I've mentioned this before. I've gone on listing appointments. I've listed properties for $150,000 more and sold them in a week than what somebody else was offering cash. My clients could not thank me enough for protecting them from somebody who's just seeking a good investment. There's nothing wrong. It's America, folks. You got buyers who are builders who want to buy your property if it's in a good location and they want to pay as little as possible. Nothing wrong with that. You want to buy cheap, right? You don't want to sell cheap. Don't give your property away. Why not? Why not find out what the real market value of your home is before you decide to sell it to somebody? And look, you might have a neighbor whose son wants to move back into the neighborhood and you want to sell it directly to them, and that's fine. Do this. We don't mind. Even if you're thinking about getting ready to sell your property directly and you think, I've already got a buyer, I don't need a realtor, but you just want to make sure you're making a good decision, give us a call and let us give you a free market evaluation of your home. Seriously, I mean, I want to protect you from making a bad decision and selling your home for less. If the buyer's going to come in and give you a good price, easy settlement and so on, we will encourage that. And I'll tell you, hey, you're going to do better in that situation than you are by selling with us. So, and as is buyer, we have this tool we call the quiet listing. And a lot of times we use it for houses that are coming to the market. They're not quite ready. You know, I won't go into great detail about the quiet listing, but the option really is kind of a middle ground between being on the market and off the market. And for you in an as is sale, I have a home in Chevy Chase, Maryland, that is really as is. And I have been quietly marketing this property because the seller does not want it on the market. What's the benefit to the seller to do this? They don't have to deal with people traipsing through their house unless it's by a very strict appointment only. And as a listing agent, my fiduciary is to serve my client's best interest, and I can give my seller different options on what it is that I can do to market their property. I can do the four P's of real estate, right? You know what the four P's are. Put a sign up, put a lockbox in the door, and put it in the computer, and then pray that it sells. I can do that. That's not difficult. But what is probably a little more challenging for a seller is when they're really not ready to put their house up, the house isn't really show condition, and you want to manage every buyer's experience by advising them on the condition of the property. I just sold a home, another house actually, in Chevy Chase that was very, very as is. I'll tell you, holes in the ceiling, condition of the property, need a lot of work, kitchen, bathrooms, etc. Sold it with multiple offers. Yep. So you can accomplish the sale of your property even as is without having to do a lot of the normal things that you might think are necessary. And yeah, the Market Ready Guide will tell you what improvements will make you the most. And, you know, when you sell as is, unless the lot value is really, really strong, you'll sell for something less, but you're giving up a little bit on the money, but you're getting the ease. What you don't want to do is give up a lot of money for the ease. Really, I really don't. Please do not take a letter in the mail and accept an offer in your home from an express buying service of some kind. You will regret it. You may actually walk in ignorance and not know that you should regret it. But I met a lady, actually came and I showed her one of my listings, and she was telling me how she had bought her previous home. She had put a letter out in the mail saying to the neighbors, I'm interested in buying in your neighborhood. I only want your kind of property. And if you're interested, I want you to call me. Well, she got a call from somebody who lived in the neighborhood, and she came over, and made them an offer, and the seller said, well, that seems fair, and took the offer. And the seller gave up a good $50,000 in potential equity. You don't want to do that. All right, I'm not trying to make this all about fear. I just want you to be protected, okay? So anyway, the as-is guide is also free, and I put 5 selling steps to selling as-is, okay, in here, and how to prepare your house to sell as-is, which is not what you typically would do. So if you'd like a free copy of the as-is guide, call me at 800-900-9104. People ask me about why I don't recommend open houses. And I tell them that, you know, let's think about how the market has changed. It used to be the only way you could get in to see a house was by going to the local realtor, and they would look in a filing drawer at cards that they would be delivered like once or twice a week from all the other brokers to say what listings were out there. The control of information was exclusive to the realtors, and an open house was the one time where people could just drive around and see what was there. Well, people don't do that anymore. Buyers go online. They go on the computer. They look at all the pictures that you have. They're going to buy there first before they ever walk through your door. So the open house is a facilitator. Still, I say it's not a bad thing to do an open house. It's just not a big part of what's most important in the sale of real estate. What about the Guarantee Buy Program, Eric? You talk about your Guarantee Buy Program. Let me explain. What is a Guarantee Buy Program? Essentially, if I have a listing, and let me take an example. I've got a home that I've just put under contract at 6106 Goldtree Way in Bethesda. And it's $1,150,000. Now, the buyer for that property could come in with another home that they have to sell. Let's say it's a $750,000 single-family home in Bethesda, Potomac, or in Arlington, or wherever, and they want to move to this location. Fine. I will guarantee to sell their house within 90 days, or I'll buy it. I will guarantee to sell the buyer's house in 90 days, or I'll buy that house if they buy my listing. Okay, so Goldtree is an example. If I had a buyer come in and they've got a single-family home, let's say it's in D.C. and Kent, or the seller wants to sell this property, it's a $750,000, and they want to move out to this luxury townhome, fine. I guarantee in writing I'll sell that house in Kent within 90 days, or I'll buy it for 90% of what we agree to list the property for. For you as a seller, selling your property to try to attract the most buyers to your property. You don't want contingent buyers. This is simply a tool in my toolbox where I solve the catch-22 for buyers who are afraid to own two homes, right? They don't want to own two homes, and they also don't want to own no homes. They don't want to be homeless and not get your house. So I solve it with the guaranteed buy. It attracts more buyers to my listings, one of the reasons why we sell faster. Last year, over 40% of our homes sold in 8 days or less. I'm going to be right back with my closing thoughts. I can't believe the show is coming to a close already. What I have next is important, so stay with me.